As we get close to the end of the liturgical year that is going to be the next weekend, the Word of God talks about the ends of times, about the last days. The Lord called us to know and to discern the signs of our time. Natural disasters all over, earthquakes, floods, fires, tsunamis, the crazy changes of the weather and related phenomena, social, moral, and economic challenges all over the world. What will be the best interpretation for these events? Shall we think that the end is near? Shall we be afraid or lose our hope? There is something very clear in the gospel today, that the day and the hour is only known to the Father. So we cannot be in despair, because it is also clear in our faith that at the end of times, it will be a time full of redemption and salvation. But all these things that are happening are a clear call for repentance, a clear call for awareness about our role and duties as citizens of the common house, our world. We all have a mission. We all have a task in our life and in the life of our world. Let us do our part to make this world a better place to live. Sometimes we think that the responsibility belongs to the big corporations and they are the responsible for the environment. But no, it is our responsibility. I know some people that they never put off the power in the house, the lights, even it's clear. Or they waste water. How do we do with the garbage? We are one of the most dirtiest spaces in the world. We produce tons and tons of garbage every day. So we can do something to make the world a better place to live. And in the same line, the Word of God calls all of us to be prepared, to be vigilant, living our life with trust, love, faith, and hope. Loving God and loving those you have around through concrete actions of love. It is not enough to say, I love you. You have to show that you love those around you. Today is a very special occasion to me to celebrate with all of you my 30th anniversary of my priestly ordination. And just before the homily coming to this place, I was thinking in my first Mass, I was very nervous about that. That is my feeling today. Seeing the house full, I feel kind of afraid. But as that day, every day that I preside the Mass, it's like that one. We are celebrating today in advance because the date is the 27th of November. But that day is the eve of Thanksgiving Day this year. So with Father, we thought that it would be better to celebrate in advance. This, our celebration, is an opportunity to be grateful to God for calling me to His service, for all the blessings and opportunities He had given me along these 30 years, for all the persons and communities that I have been able to know and to serve in the Philippines, Thailand, in my own country, different cities and missions in the Colombian forest, and here in the Diocese of Charleston. I am very happy to have people from different parishes where I have been. Jones Island, Newberry, Joanna, Lawrence, Mother's Inlet, and of course, Aiken. It's an opportunity to be grateful to God for all the graces that I have received from Him and those that I have been able to share with others through the celebration of the sacraments and the preaching of His words. I was calculating my masses for these 30 years, and I think they are close to 11,000 masses, 10,950 masses at least. There have been times that I had done more than one mass a day, like these 2 months. It is an opportunity to praise God for His love and mercy to me along these years, especially for the grace of perseverance. When I began the formation process, we were 33 at the beginning at the seminary. Then at the end for ordination, we were 5, of which 2 were the original group. The other 3 came in the process. And out of those 5, only 3 of us remain in the priesthood until today. So it's a reason for me to praise God for that grace of fidelity and perseverance, and also for the joy in my priestly life. It is also an opportunity to be grateful to all of you for your presence here. As I say, there are people from different parishes where I have been assigned, for your kindness, support, friendship, and prayers. Special mention to Father Wilson, who is with us after almost 6 weeks being at home. We are happy to have here with us, that he is with us. And he is the one who insisted in having a big party celebration of my anniversary. I used to be quite very quiet and just have a dinner or celebration, a small celebration. But he pushed up and he said, no, we have to do something good for the parish. So, Father, thank you. And of course, I am grateful to my family that even though they are not here, they have been a great support and they are a very important part of my life. Finally, it is an opportunity to pray to God for my intentions, to ask Jesus, the Good Shepherd, the one who called me, to strengthen my vocation every day, to keep me healthy and joyful in His service. But it's also an opportunity to pray for all priests and to pray for new vocations for the diocese and in the church. Now let me say something in Spanish. A medida que nos acercamos al final del año litúrgico, el Señor nos habla del final, de los últimos días. Y hay muchos signos en el mundo de hoy que nos llevan a pensar que tal vez el final está cerca. ¿Cuál será la mejor interpretación de esos signos? ¿Será que debemos asustarnos? ¿Será que debemos pensar que el final ya está cerca? Hay algo muy claro en el Evangelio de hoy, y es que Jesús nos dice que el día y la hora del final solo la sabe el Padre, que ni siquiera Él o los ángeles lo saben. Por lo mismo, no podemos caer en la desesperanza. Al contrario, tenemos que confiar y saber que el último día será un día de salvación y de redención. Pero todas estas cosas sí son un llamado a la reflexión y a la conversión. Porque todas estas cosas que están pasando en el mundo son signo y consecuencia de nuestra mala administración. Y todos podemos hacer algo para hacer del mundo un lugar mejor, para nosotros y para las nuevas generaciones. La palabra de Dios nos llama entonces a estar preparados y estar vigilantes, viviendo nuestra vida con confianza, con amor, con fe y con esperanza, amando a Dios y a aquellos que nos rodean a través de hechos concretos. No basta decirle al otro yo te amo. Hay que mostrarlo con hechos. Les decía que cuando venía para la homilía estaba nervioso, como lo estuve hace 30 años cuando celebré mi primera misa, al ver la casa llena. Porque a veces estamos acostumbrados a predicar a un grupo pequeño, pero cuando vemos tanta gente, nos asustamos. Y les decía que el día de hoy es una oportunidad para dar gracias a Dios por todas sus bendiciones, por su misericordia, por su amor, por tantas personas que ha puesto en mi camino, por tantas gracias que me ha regalado, por tantas gracias que ha dispensado a través de la celebración de los sacramentos. Les decía que son cerca de 11.000 misas que he celebrado durante estos 30 años, sin contar las horas de confesiones, que son muchas más. Les decía que le doy gracias a Dios de manera especial por la gracia de la perseverancia. Éramos muchos al empezar. Solo nos ordenamos 5, y de esos 5, solo 3 perseveramos hasta hoy en el ministerio. Es una oportunidad para darle gracias a todos. Nos alegramos de que el Padre Wilson esté con nosotros después de 6 semanas que ha estado recuperándose. Hoy ha querido venir a concelebrar en esta celebración. También le doy gracias a él porque fue él el que animó para que tuviéramos una celebración parroquial, para que fuera una celebración, no algo discreto, sino para todos. También, por supuesto, es una oportunidad para darle gracias a mi familia, que aunque no están aquí, han sido siempre un apoyo y son una parte muy importante en mi vida. Finalmente, les decía que es una oportunidad para orar, para darle gracias a Dios, para pedir por mis intenciones, para pedir al Señor por todos los sacerdotes, para pedir al Señor que envíe nuevas vocaciones a la diócesis y a la iglesia. May God strengthen our faith to discern his message and to do his will, being his witness today. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.